That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. The other day, General Manager Hartford discovered enough old unpaid accounts in the Jotham Down store's unorthodox bookkeeping ledgers to save Lum and Abner from going through bankruptcy. So she immediately imposed upon them the task of collecting the bills. Well, after several days of this, however, the old fellows have been unable to collect a single penny, mostly because they never even mentioned the subject. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store talking quite loudly. Listen.
All right, Miss Hartford, you just get busy and get this place sweeped out in here. Hurry up now. Don't want no more gold bricking around here. Stack up them canned goods there. Dress up that line of flour sacks. Come on now, get going. I doggies, we're going to change some things. Huh?
What's going on in here anyway?
Oh, my goodness, Lum, you scared the daylights out of me. I thought you was Miss Hartford coming in.
Well, what in the world was you doing? Standing there waving your arms around and hollering to yourself?
Oh, nothing.
You ain't losing some of your spokes on account of all we've been going through here, are you?
No, it ain't that, Lum, I don't think. I was just sort of, daydreaming, I reckon you'd call it.
Well, I just hope you ain't letting this get the best of you, having Miss Hartford running us ragged and all.
No.
By the way, ain't she back from lunch yet?
No, she ain't. I don't understand it, neither. She's been gone over 2 hours, Lum. Now, you know that ain't like her at all.
No, it sure ain't. I'm glad, though, she ain't here, because I was expecting to get a good balling out for being gone so long myself.
What happened to you anyway? You have overstayed yourself.
Well, I just had to run over to the schoolhouse to see Miss Emmeline and try to explain to her why I couldn't get to the football game Friday.
Oh?
Crazy. She mad at me about that.
Well, I don't see what she's mad for. The Pine Ridge Possums win the game 57-0. Looks to me like they'd do better without you.
Yeah, but it ain't right having a team play without their coach there.
Well, they make bigger scores that way, Lum. Or at least ways the Possums do.
Well, the only reason they win by such a big score was because Cedric had sense enough to stay for both halves of the game this time.
Oh.
All as before, he thought the game was over when the teams went off the field at a halftime and he went home.
Yeah, I know. You told me about that. Well, did you tell her that you couldn't get to the game on account of Miss Hartford had us out trying to collect them bills?
No, I never hardly got a chance to talk to her at all. She was too busy coaching the team herself.
Well, it just seems to me, Lum, if you want to... coaching the team herself, yes. Miss Emmeline?
That's exactly what she was doing.
Oh, well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. A woman football coach. Was she wearing that same outfit that you wear when you coach a team of sweatshirt and sweat britches and all that?
No, of course not. She had on the regular gym bloomers.
And black sateens, huh?
Yeah, and tennis shoes and midi blouse.
I bet she looked cute. I don't get it. Just looks like the women folks is taking over every job in this town. Miss Emmeline running a football team and Miss Hartford running a Jotham Down store.
Yes, sir, and I can tell you right here and now that I don't like it. It's humiliating, that's what it is. A woman's place is in the home. I've always said that.
Well, at times I have my doubts about that even, Lum. Worst part of it is, I don't know what can be did about it, though.
Well, I know what can be did about it.
What?
Just stop letting them get the upper hand. Assert ourselves.
Oh.
Show them that us men folks are still running things in this little old world of ours.
Well, I don't know. I believe you'd have a pretty hard time convincing Miss Hartford of that. And me, too, as far as that goes.
Well, I'm through taking orders from Miss Hartford. Just mark my words.
Yeah, huh?
Yes, sir. From now on, when she tells me to do something, she might just as well be talking to that desk there.
Yeah, well, doggy, that reminds me, Lum. She said you were supposed to have that desk of yours all cleaned up by today.
Oh, my goodness, that's right. I better get right at that.
Thought you said you weren't going to take orders from her no more.
Huh?
You said you weren't going to take no
well,
more.
Well, I ain't. But I was just sort of aiming on doing it forever she come here, even. You can see for yourself it needs it. Just look at that jumble of papers on top there.
Well, all I know is that one day I started to clean up that jumble and you jumped all over me. Said that was just the way you wanted it. Said you know exactly where everything on that desk was at.
Well, just hash up and help me, Abner, before she gets here.
Yeah, sure. Be glad to do it. Anything's better than having to go out and collect them bills. There was the worst one job I ever tried to do in my whole life.
Yeah, that was awful, wasn't
it? Oh, that was terrible.
Never hated to do anything so bad in my life.
No.
Practical insulting is what it is.
Yeah.
When you ask a man for money on his account, you're just the same as incinerating that he's behind in his payments.
That's just about what it amounts to.
Yeah, one more day of that and we wouldn't have a customer left.
Nor a friend, no.
You can't hound a man that way and expect him to keep trading with you. Of
course not.
Some of them bills she wanted us to collect weren't over 3 or 4 years old.
No. Say, did you notice, Lone? She never once mentioned bill collecting this whole morning.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Never said a thing about it.
I couldn't understand it, neither.
Oh, sir?
Not after the way she kept us after us about it for the last 3 days.
Oh, hounded us to death. Jow.
Yeah, let's see here. Reckon where we ought to start on this desk.
I don't know.
Papers.
You know more about it than I do. It's your desk.
Well, I reckon we can start on this stack of stuff right here.
All these papers here?
Yeah, throw away everything that don't look important.
Yeah. All right. Give it here.
Well, wait a minute. Don't throw the whole thing away. Look it over first.
Oh. All right. Just a waste of time, though, if you want my opinions.
More likely some mighty important papers in there.
Uh-huh. Well, this one here ain't important, I know.
Wait a minute. What was that you just threw away there?
Oh, it was just a circular from some outfit advertising pre-war genuine leather bicycle seats.
Well, give me that back.
Huh?
I want to save that because, well, I forget just why now, but I know I saved that for some good reason.
Maybe to order a bicycle seat. Come in handy for that.
Put that over in this other pile here.
Yeah, all right. What you want with a genuine leather bicycle seat's more than I can see, though. Now, there's something I know you don't want.
Wait a minute. What was that you just throwed away?
Doggies, Lum, we ain't never going to get this done if you just keep watching everything I do.
Well, you're throwing away valuable stuff there. Here, I better do this myself.
Well, you better do it in a hurry then, because here comes the boss.
Yeah. Huh?
General Manager Hartford's here coming up out there.
Oh, my goodness. Don't let her know I just now got started on this.
Well, I won't need to. She can tell that easy enough herself when she takes one look at that desk, Lum.
And don't bring up the subject of bill collecting, either.
Oh, Lummy, don't worry about that. I won't mention that at all.
As long as she never mentioned it herself this morning, more than likely she's either forgot about it or saw that it was the wrong thing to do.
Well, I sure hope so. I'll tell you that right now.
Keep her mind off of that subject altogether.
Oh, I will. Mind out. Good afternoon, Miss Hartford.
Good afternoon. Well, cleaning up the desk finally, huh?
Yes, Mom.
Good. Doesn't look like you made much headway, though.
You don't?
No. Looks to me like you've just started on it. You've had 2 or 3 hours. What have you been doing all that time?
Well, you see, Miss Hartford, you take desk work like this, and I don't know.
When I tell Peabody to do something, it gets done.
Hey, yes, Mom, thank you.
So after the... Peabody, you need a haircut.
Mom.
You look like a St. Bernard.
Well, thank you.
That ain't no compliment, silly.
Oh.
You better get a haircut before tomorrow, Peabody.
Well, now, I don't know where Elizabeth will have time for that or not.
Elizabeth?
You know, my woman.
Your woman?
Yes, Mom.
Does she cut your hair?
Why, sure. But she's just been so busy with her fall plowing and fence patching and grubbing out them fence corners, one thing or another, she just ain't had time for it. And, besides that, the front porch had just been painted, too.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, that's where she generally does it, out there on the front gallery. Just sit there on the porch of a Sunday, and she chops away at my hair whilst I read the funny paper.
Sit on the front porch?
Yes, Mom. We used to sit on the back porch, but I don't know. You miss out on a lot of things that way. Folks going by your house and Sunday traffic and all that, you know. You know, a car went by our place just last Sunday.
Oh, I thought I'd heard everything. What's the matter with Moe's moots?
I don't know. Is he sick? Hadn't heard a thing about it, had you, Lum?
Why, no. I hope it ain't nothing serious.
What's wrong with Moe?
I mean, what's wrong with having Moe's moots cut your hair? He's a barber, isn't he?
Oh, yes, Mom. Yeah, he's a barber, sure, yeah. But that's more for bachelors down there, you know. Fellers that ain't got nobody at home to do it. Law me, it costs you 35 cents down there at his place.
Oh, it does, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I have to put that much out every 2 months or so. Hate to be extravagant, but I figure if a man wants to look well-groomed, he has to pay the price.
Well, here, Peabody, here's 35 cents. Now go down to the barber shop.
Oh, well, I couldn't take your money, Miss Hartford.
It's not my money, it's yours. And here's $90 more.
90?
Huh?
Law me, my hair ain't that long, is it?
I don't mean this is all for a haircut. Put it in the cash drawer. Belongs to the store.
Wait a minute. Whereabouts did you get all that money?
I got it from some of those places you couldn't collect from. In other words, I've taken over the collecting job, and I'm going to get every cent of what's coming to you. I'm going out again now. And when I come back, I expect that desk cleaned up, Edward. And Peabody.
Yes, Mom.
I expect to see the back of your neck. Now, see you later.
It looks as though those old bills are going to be collected, whether Lum and Abner want that to happen or not. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.